This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's not exactly what you think of when you imagine what IRS agents do every day. In Boston, experts in the nitty-gritty of Tax Code Section 213, Subsection D, are in the midst of debate over the intricacies of a sex change operation. The IRS is being sued by a transsexual woman who claimed her sex reassignment surgery as a medical deduction. The IRS denied it, and the case is now before a federal judge. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
64-year-old Rhiannon O'Donovan says she never had the words for it as a kid, but on some level she's always felt that she was born into the wrong body. As a young boy, growing up in a conservative Catholic family, O'Donovan tried to suppress it, playing with the guys, then working in construction, marrying a woman, and fathering three kids. But O'Donovan only grew increasingly tormented.
It was horrible, absolutely horrible. I was thinking that probably suicide would be the only way out of this.
Eventually, O'Donovan got into therapy and began transitioning to life as a woman. She changed her name, started dressing female, and taking feminizing hormones to change her body. But O'Donovan says it wasn't enough.
I was a male with breasts. You know, I looked like a freak.
In 2001, O'Donovan underwent sex change surgery, removing her male genitals and doing pretty much everything doctors could to give her a female body, from vaginal reconstruction to breast augmentation. For the first time in her life, O'Donovan says she felt at peace.
There are many times when I wake up in the morning, I reach down to touch myself in my thoughts, oh, thank God, I'm not dreaming, this is real.
All told, O'Donovan amassed more than $25,000 in medical bills and claimed a $5,000 deduction. But the IRS denied it, saying her surgery was cosmetic, not medical.
The IRS is arguing that gender reassignment surgery is really no different conceptually from a tummy tuck or a Botox injection.
Ted Sato is a professor at Loyola Law School, Los Angeles. The IRS declined to be interviewed for this report, but in court, the agency is arguing that gender identity disorder is not a disease or illness as defined by tax laws. And since sex reassignment surgery deals with the body's appearance more than function, it's not deductible. Again, Professor Sato.
The argument is, look, she is changing her appearance so as to look better, to be happier with herself. It doesn't actually treat any underlying problem.
But O'Donovan insists the surgery was meant to treat a legitimate and widely recognized medical condition. Karen Lowy is her attorney.
It's really astonishing that the IRS is taking a position that they get to second-guess the determinations of a taxpayer's medical care providers. You know, the medical community gets to decide what's medical care, not the IRS.
But the IRS argues that the medical community is split. While some see sex reassignment surgery as the closest thing to a cure for gender identity disorder, others, at the opposite extreme, like Johns Hopkins psychiatry professor Paul McHugh, see the surgery as basically mutilating a person's properly functioning anatomy.
I think the problem doesn't lie in their genitals, it lies in their mind, and we should be working on their mind. You know, we don't do liposuction on people with anorexia nervosa to help them to be more thin. We encourage them to see that this is a misdirection of human interest.
But even the therapy O'Donovan sought for her gender identity disorder was rejected by the IRS as a medical expense, which O'Donovan says proves the agency's bias. Her case is the latest in a growing number of legal tangles over transgender rights. Courts around the nation have seen prisoners demanding sex change hormones as part of their medical care, kindergartners asking to be called she instead of he, and transsexuals seeking to marry or use a public restroom as their new gender.
There's been an incredible amount of litigation, but the law is all over the place.
New York Law School professor Arthur Leonard says courts and lawmakers are struggling with questions of gender identity.
It all comes down to the sort of fundamental question of whether the law will accept what transgender people say is their reality. And it requires us to rethink our concept of a sort of dimorphic world where everything is X or Y, and here's something that's sort of in the middle.
In the end, the trans community faces an irony that is not lost on O'Donovan. That is, that the fight to be legally accepted and accommodated by the IRS actually depends on being seen as pathologically diseased or ill.
It's a catch-22. I have to accept the stigma of being labeled as having a disorder, a mental condition, yada, 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 in order to, you know, get benefits. But I haven't liked this diagnosis from the very beginning.
Eventually, O'Donovan hopes the view of transgender people will follow the path of gays and lesbians, who not long ago were also seen in psychiatric circles as mentally ill. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.